The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral, your best bet for breakfast.
And after 4.5 years, I've been out in the wilderness. That's a bit strong. Coral are back, and now the official betting partner of Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast. Delighted to welcome Simon Clare to the show. Simon, good morning.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Al. It's great to be back.
4.5 years, can you believe it?
It's been a long time, hasn't it? I can't believe it's been that long. People still come up to me saying, you know, I heard you on Talk Sport the other day. I'm saying, no, that was a few years ago.
But
it's great to be back. Listen, I mean, all the Coral team, when we announced that we were back on the show, they were thrilled. I think a lot of people still remember those good old days, Al, 2006 to 2009, go down in my record books. But we're back.
What a time to come back in as well. Cheltenham around the corner, Champions League this week. And, of course, Premiership is so open at the moment. And a World Cup year.
A World Cup year as well. There's plenty to look forward to. I mean, you know, betting's changed a huge amount.
How much has it changed now?
Well, you know, when we were last on, I said, we're looking at each other now. We're 5 years old. I think we look pretty good shape, Al. But things have changed. People then were just starting to bet online, betting on the phone, but you know, by ringing up and speaking to someone. These days now, you download the app. You know, you have your app on your mobile or on your tablet. You can bet literally on the move. It's incredible. Mobile betting now is far more than computer betting or phone betting. It's just the way people consume
them. And football is getting bigger and bigger, isn't it?
It is. It's massive. Football growing all the time. And you talk, what is it? It must be 90% of the stuff you talk about the show is football. It's the back page headlines. This month, we have suffered our record losses on football in terms of people just putting a few quid on, winning fortunes. All the results went against us in January. And that's what people love to do on a Saturday. Have a fiver on, try and win a few grand. And, you know, every now and then it comes in.
Yeah. Neil, do you ever, I don't know if you'd be allowed to have a bet now, Neil, but do you ever have a little, you know, £2 accumulate on a Saturday?
No, I think last time I had a bet, it was 2-6 on Nicholas Silver, because it was a lovely grey horse. And my dad, I don't forget what it was, the price, but no, occasionally, Alan, I will have a bet on the Grand National every year. The kids, we always pull them out of the hat and then we have a dabble, you know, but nothing serious.
Of course,
serious.
The National as well, just round the corner. I tell you what, we'll kick off. What about FA Cup outright, Simon?
Well, Manchester City, favourites, no surprise, great strong squad. They're 10-11, but Arsenal, I mean, it was amazing, really, yesterday before the game. All those Arsenal fans, they're so pessimistic, all over Twitter, already ready to, you know, slaughter Wenger. He then goes and wins the game. But they're 3-1 second favourites now for the FA Cup. I know they've got this huge target Bayern this week, but most Arsenal fans must be looking at the FA Cup as their best chance
of silverware
now. They are 10-11, hot favourites.
10-11.
16 Sunderland, 20 Hull, who play tonight. But most neutrals will be looking, saying City and Arsenal, if they avoid each other in the semis, if they get through, of course.
Premier League is so tight. Have City firmed up, or how do we bet? Is it quite simple, a two-horse race, or even three?
Oh, no, listen, City are even money favourites, along, you know, Chelsea 5-4, it's around that kind of price. Arsenal, Liverpool, bigger prices, but it's a cracking title race.
Simon, would you know the two European games this week, would it be a big price to get both Man City and Arsenal winning those?
It would be. Well, yeah. Just a quick touch. I mean, City are second favourites at home against Barcelona. They're 7-4. It's Barcelona 6-4. Arsenal, I mean, quite surprisingly in a way, there are 130 outsiders at home against Bayern Munich. I know last year I went to the game and after 20 minutes it was game over, 2-0 down. They won't make that same mistake again. Their defence is much, much better this season. If you're looking at the odds there...
Well, apart from Anfield.
We don't ever talk about Anfield, Al. Never again. But it's about 10-1 the double. If you fancy Manchester City and Arsenal to put up an amazing double this week, it's not impossible.
And of course, Arsene Wenger, he's got to concentrate now. Forget Josie for this game coming up Wednesday night. And Arsene Wenger and Josie, they've been at it. We've got some specials coming in a moment.
You know, he's a specialist in failure. I'm not. If supposedly he is right and I am afraid of fail, it's because I don't fail many times.
I'm embarrassed for him, honestly. First, I would say I didn't speak about him at all in my press conference. I'm quite more disappointed for Chelsea than for me.
He's a shocker, Josie, isn't he? You know, Sam Black and Decker and all that, talking about West Ham, and now having a pop at Wenger. Wenger, he'd have been hurt by that. He'd have been definitely hurt, Arsene Wenger, but it spices things up.
It does. Listen, he's a media writer's dream, isn't he, Mourinho? Who's going to have the last laugh? So here's a couple of specials. Who will last longer in their jobs, Wenger or Mourinho? We can't split it. 5-6 each of two. They could be there for a few years, but who will last longer? Neil may have a view on that. And just looking at trophies, you know, he talks about specialists and failure. Arsenal still in three competitions this year, but they're 2-5 still to end up with no trophy. That just shows how tough it is this season. 7-4 to win something. And Chelsea, 4-6 to win no trophy. 11. So we actually think Chelsea got more chance of winning silverware, even though they're only in two competitions.
Neil, who's going to last the job longer, Jose and Arsenal? That's
I'm not surprised the price is the same. Because, I mean, you couldn't guess it, could you? I mean, Arsenal, I've always wanted Arsenal to win the league this year and then go. Personally, because I never forget that Aston Villa, the first game of the season, the fans absolutely vitriol that he got. So I'm a big Arsenal fan, and if he does sign this new contract, I can't see Jose being here 5-6 years, if I'm honest.
What about now Cheltenham round the corner? Pray God, yesterday was a decent day today. Not a lot of rain, about a bit of drizzle, a bit of gloom, but I think, was it 3 weeks, Simon, we should be okay. What is the biggest worry for the bookmakers? Is it the flying the champion hurdle again?
It's a good question. I think talking to people, I think the real unique thing about this season is the water table's so high, it's almost certain the ground won't be good at Cheltenham. It's likely to be, you know, good soft, maybe even soft ground, which is probably good news. That lends itself to a great Cheltenham. Big favourites, Hurricane Fly 3-1, joints with the new one for the champion hurdle. We saw My Tent or Yours win yesterday.
He should have won the way he's won.
It was an exercise canter, but he's a contender, 7-2. So I think the champion hurdle is a great betting race.
Hurricane Fly, can he do it as a 10-year-old? Can he?
I think he can.
Sea Pigeon done it, didn't he?
Yep, he did. I mean, he's a great horse. Willie Mullins has campaigned him brilliantly. He's won loads of grade ones, and he's still got that bit of class. So, I mean, you talk about other horses. Quivega going for a sixth mare's hurdle. She's going to be one of the bankers in the meeting. Will Sprinter Sack will be back. He'll be another banker. You know, there's loads of... Bob's Worth, I mean, he's brilliant around Cheltenham, 2-1. You love him, don't you, Al? That's right. I mean, there's going to be lots of favourites to get, you know, all these heroes coming back.
And
the
champion trainer looks like Willie Mullins or Nicky. Who do you fancy? Or do we leave Paul out?
I don't think you can leave Paul out. I mean, you've got Nichols, you've got Henderson, you've got Willie Mullins. They're the big ones. I mean, it's a bit of a concern. Willie Mullins has so much firepower. He's juggling the likes of Annie Power, Underso. He may not run them because he's got
Annie
more
Power, sense, you know, yeah. What a... And there's the French horse as well, unbeaten.
Yeah, that's right. Underso. I mean, the trouble is, Annie Power should run the champion hurdle. Because it's in the same camp as Hurricane Flight, she may not. So hopefully we'll get to see all these stars at the Cheltenham Festival. And the good news is, Al, a lot's changed with betting over the last 5 years.
But
one thing hasn't. The Coral Box is still there, overlooking the winning line, and we'll be there.
And I suppose I've got to go to Romford Dogs now and again as well.
We might wheel you out to Romford and Hoe from time to time, Al, you know.
Lovely. Brilliant. Simon Clare back. We'll have more from Coral every day right here on the Sports Breakfast. Lovely, Simon.
Thanks, Al.
The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast.